The Harold family has farmed and ranched along the Kansas-Colorado border for over a century. Their homestead may appear to be much like many others in the area, but these hills have a distinction that make them unique in Kansas. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Billy, want to go to the state fair?
Yeah!
Well, you can't.
Huh?
Well, you see, Billy, when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have done with it. But now your parents are becoming energy efficient. They could save hundreds of dollars a year and take you to the fair next year.
I want to go now.
I know you do.
Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
In 1906, Ed Harold's grandparents decided to begin their own farm. There was still land to be homesteaded in Kansas.
He went to Colby and looked at the federal land map and saw that there was still a quarter out here on the Colorado-Kansas line to be homesteaded, and so he filed sight unseen. He rented a railroad car, and they loaded everything they had, horses, wagons, stoves.
It was 21 miles by wagon from the train station to the quarter section. They built a sod house and dug a well.
They would grow dryland corn because to homestead you had to break 20 acres. You know, you think about breaking 20 acres of sod with probably a one-bottom plow, and that took quite a bit of time, I'm sure.
The family also raised cattle on the rangeland along the Colorado border.
My grandfather would acquire land, and the one thing he liked to do, I never remember him driving a pickup. He always drove a Buick car, and he loved to check cattle two or three times a day, and he always would go to the highest point in the pasture to see where the cattle were.
One particular hill near the homestead was a good place to spot the cows, but there was something peculiar about that hill.
Kansas celebrated its centennial in 1961, and a gentleman from the Geologic Survey out of Garden City, Kansas, wrote us a nice letter.
What did the man want to know about the Harold's farm? It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Weskin, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCray.